Customers of Arizona's largest utility, Arizona Public Service, will be getting some unexpected savings as a result of the GOP tax plan. A key part of that plan is a reduction in the corporate tax rate. And joining us to discuss for a few minutes whether we may see more actions like this from utility providers is Gavin Bade, senior reporter for Utility Dive. Gavin, good morning.
Hi, guys. Happy to be with you. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, this seems weird. This seems rare. Is this something that we've seen a rollback by utilities before? Is this something that could be a pattern we'll see now?
Yeah, so usually in normal times, when there isn't a big tax bill that's just been passed, rate decreases from utilities are relatively rare. They, like other companies, you know, want to be collecting more money from their customers, from their ratepayers. So you usually see rate increases rather than decreases. The difference now is that the corporate tax rate has been cut from 35% to 21%. So utilities, being one of the large corporate entities in every state, are getting that tax deduction as well. So in many states like Arizona, regulators have either taken formal action or kind of made noises that they would like that money to go back to consumers. You know, after all of the Arizona ratepayers are paying for those taxes at the utilities. So shortly after this was passed, one of the Arizona regulators kind of made a statement and said, well, it would be really great if APS, TEP cut their rates so that the utility customers can realize the savings that they're seeing. This is a pattern that we're seeing across the nation. Regulators in Oklahoma, Kansas, Montana, and Michigan have made similar declarations, and I think we can expect to see it kind of across the board. Utilities in most states are going to be either pressed to do this or are already thinking about it.
Gavin, how big are these bill reductions? I mean, are these significant enough for ratepayers to really notice a difference?
Well, I think it depends on how closely ratepayers pay to their bills. From the reporting I'm seeing coming out of the Arizona Republic, it seems that for the average residential customer, you're going to see about a $5 reduction per month. You might still be paying a little bit more than you were at this time last year because APS only a few months before won a 6% rate increase. So a lot of it, I think, will come out in the wash, but you wouldn't be seeing you wouldn't be paying as much as you would otherwise if the federal taxes were still as high.
How exactly is this working? I mean, obviously the utilities are going to get a little money back or save a little money from the taxes. Do we have a sense of what percentage of the money that they're saving from this plan they're putting back into rebates, or maybe are they keeping a part of it to give to either shareholders or put into research or infrastructure, anything like that?
Yeah, so a lot of that will be determined by regulatory proceedings. When APS and TEP submit their plans to regulators, different entities around the state will have a chance to comment. In a lot of situations, utilities would like to keep some of this money to spend on infrastructure projects, whether it's a new power line or a new power plant or whatever. I think in a lot of cases, utility commissions are going to push their utilities to refund all of the savings from these tax bills. And I think the reason is it's because the tax package included a lot of other good elements for the utility sector. Particularly, there's something called the interest deduction that utilities are very excited about. It allows these utilities to deduct 100% of the cost of a capital project, a power line or a power plant, deduct 100% of that cost from their taxes in the first year rather than deducting smaller amounts over time. And the analysts I talked to say that this creates a front-loaded incentive to plow money into infrastructure, you know, not tomorrow, but today.
Well, we'll keep a close eye on that. Gavin Bade is a senior reporter for Utility Dive. Gavin, thanks for the update.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.